All units! All units! Listen! Fall back! Just get the fuck out and regroup at base! Fall back now!
They're falling back, John!
Mildred was standing in a combat shooting stance near the armorer, both hands steadying her checkmate ZKR as she took careful aim at the exposed illuminated ones.
Yeah, but it may be a blind. I reckon we should keep firing until the last of the bastards have disappeared.
I'll second that, but I reckon Mildred's right.
It soon became apparent that Mildred was right, and the firing soon slowed to nothing as the illuminated ones withdrew into the building. Keeping their blasters ready, the Gate gathered in the Forum Center to hear their queen.
Looks like we win this round, but if we're going to follow them in there, well, they've got the drop on us then.
A suggestion.
What is it, Ryan?
Maybe we establish a bulkhead just inside the building, secure it so that we aren't in the open, but we've also gained ground. And maybe we can get an idea of the layout before we go any farther.
Good. Tammy, get the wags out here. See how the men have fared.
Will do.
Marge, get their blasters. Detail some to help. Then we gather the chilled.
Sure, sis.
Jack and Dean helped Margie and two other Amazons to gather the blasters. There were 23 dead illuminated ones around the five exits, and all the blasters had been left behind. There were only three Gate dead. Tammy arrived with the wags. John and Pitor had, at her behest, gathered the blasters from the chilled enemy that the menfolk had accounted for, giving the tribe another 12 laser blasters.
Add those to what we've already got, and we've damn near got enough for every one of us. I say we hand them out when we set up inside.
JB and Mildred exchanged worried glances. Gloria caught sight of it.
Let's just get ourselves sorted first, Marge.
What?
We can worry about their blasters later. Shit, we haven't done too badly with what we've already got.
With that, she turned to supervise the disposal of the dead Gate warriors, leaving Margia to fume to herself.
That bitch.
Jack and Tammy scouted through the front of the building, reporting that the lower level was now empty, although the ways into the redoubt were obvious. The only conclusion possible was that the illuminated ones would defend their base from the lower level, trying to lure the Gate into a rash attack that would entrap them. There was a large lobby in the center of the floor from which a series of corridors ran, which gave them a chance to secure their base from all angles. The companion stood guard with some of the Gate warriors, while the others conducted a simplified cremation ceremony. Dousing the chilled corpses in gasoline and oil, they were fired with flares. The magnesium flares were rarely used for their original purpose, and had been stored especially for this type of use. When the ceremony was concluded, Gloria turned to the rest of the tribe.
Let's get ourselves settled into the building, secure camp in the middle of it, and then we'll start to plan our next move. Right, friend Ryan?
Sounds good to me.
Set up and take up defensive positions. We wait here and plan. Needs must, sweeties.
The Gate caravan entered the double doors, easing the wags through the large gap.
Look for any cameras. Take out anything that could be an old tech surveillance device with a hand blaster. And spread that among the Gates so that we don't cause panic when we shoot.
That's if they can hear us above this damn noise.
Or the blasters.
The companions spread out among the Gate, telling those warriors they passed what they were doing. Jack was the one to tell Gloria.
Looking for cameras. Shooting them.
Good idea, babe.
As he went about his task, Doc mused on the size of the building as a whole. The area in which they were making a temporary base was approximately 100 yards square, with an elevation of something like 150 feet. In the days before Skydark, when it had been a working paramilitary base, this hall would have contained functional office furniture and be used as a reception and meeting room, coming as it did at the junction of so many corridors. Doc suspected that this would be the largest part of the web of offices, rooms, and corridors that ran the length and breadth of the building. If correct, this would be the largest single room in the building. Instead of a large central point from which the...
Dark night. This is like one of those old churches I've seen in pics.
JB and Ryan stood side by side in the sector of the chamber that they had elected to clear.
Maybe it is.
What the hell are you talking about, Ryan?
Some people believed in a god who'd bring them salvation from the shit around them. And some people believed in blasters and bombs bringing them salvation from the same shit. I don't know. Why not the same kind of building for the same kind of faith?
Whatever. The only thing that mattered was who could beat the shit out of whom when the going got tough. Blasters and bombs would sure help then.
There. I think that's the last one. Let's go back to the others. We need to figure out what the fuck we're going to do. Can't stay here forever.
You got that right, buddy.
Down on the first level, where the sec monitors were set up, the illuminated ones were unaware of the ease that had descended over the gate camp. Al and Simon were standing in front of another monitor bank, all in darkness. The interior hall's monitor system was just like that for the sec cameras on the building's exterior. The vid systems and screens were sectioned off into individual rooms to allow the vid watcher to concentrate his attention entirely on his sector, providing an overall picture of proceedings and enabling a sec chief and a trained observer to pick out tactical points and direct a defensive or attacking action. This strategy, however, didn't allow for when the cameras were taken out. From their position, Simon and Al watched in mounting horror as screen after screen went dark, each time one of Ryan's people caught full in the camera eye as they lined up the shot and then vanished in a blink. Simon looked at Jorgensen from the corner of his eye, not wanting the sec chief to realize that he was being stared at. The older man was red in the face from tension and suppressed rage, except around the tightly set lips, which were white from the pressure of his clamped jaw. His eyes bulged as he kept his rage within, and Simon was certain he could hear the sec chief's teeth grinding.
So, what do you want me to do, Al? Al?
Do nothing, Simon. This is my baby, and I know what I have to do.
The redoubt was huge. It ran to 17 levels, burrowing deep into the earth, each level heavily reinforced to secure it against the pressure of the level above and the earth and rock surrounding. It had taken years of work in the 2 decades before the new cost to complete, and even then there were some areas where work had been stopped by Skydark. It was only now being resumed and finished with what materials were at hand. It had been a vast undertaking by the secret cabal. Al Jorgensen felt distinctly uncomfortable when he entered the chamber where the Central Council met. The council consisted of a quorum of 8 people, 4 male, 4 female. The tasks and divisions codified within the Illuminated One's pseudo-military setup had been established before the new cost and was maintained in order to keep a structure during the long years of being hidden from view. Those who served on the quorum were from the administrative and comptech branches. These people had revealed a knack for their tasks during years of education and took 6-month turns on leading the quorum before returning to their regular tasks until such time as their rota decreed they serve again. As was everything in the redoubt, it was ordered and streamlined to serve as efficiently to the cause as possible. Competence was the watchword, and with their desire to extend resources for as long as possible, the worst crime was incompetence. Incompetence was a word that swirled around Jorgensen's head like a tornado. He wasn't a stupid man. In simulation, he'd revealed himself as